So if you brought your Bibles, feel free to open to Ephesians chapter 2. And as we know, and was so wonderfully introduced last night, our theme for the weekend is seated in the heavenlies, right? We're seated in the heavenlies. And you know, what a joy and what a tremendous comfort it is to know that the moment you do Romans 10, 9, and 10, when you believe Romans 10, 9, and 10, when you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, when you believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, from that moment, you're seated, right? You're seated in the heavenlies, right? You're born again of God's Spirit. You're filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, right? And you're seated in the heavenlies. How tremendous is that to know? You have Christ in you. And here in Ephesians 2, we read this last night. This is where we came from, right? This is where we came from. It says, even you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation, right? Our manner of life in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So that's where we came from, right? That's where we came from. We were, you know, without God, without hope and in this world. And it says we were, you know, naturally and legally dead, right? But, and it's a big but, it's Michael's favorite but. If you look at verse 4, it says, but God, and just listen to how beautiful this is, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. And hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Right? So isn't that tremendous? God loved us so much that even when we were in that state of being dead in trespasses and sins without God and without hope, he saved us, right? He rescued us. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, and he bought us back. He bought us back. And the word of God declares that, you know, when Christ was crucified, when he died, we died with him, right? When he was buried, we were buried with him. When he was raised, we were raised with him. When he ascended and sat on the right hand of God, we sat with him, right? We sat with him. And you know, even though this world is not our home, as we were talking about last night, we're still here, right? We're still here. We're still in the fishbowl. We're still in the fishbowl. And, you know, we still have this old man nature that we have to contend with. We still have worries, anxieties, things that pop up from time to time because there's an adversary. But thankfully, God, you know, has shown us how we can handle those things from his word, right? So if you want to flip over to 1 Peter chapter 5. And what we're going to look at this morning is carefree living with God. So carefree living with God. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, we'll pick it up in verse 6. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he what?
Cares.
For he cares for you. For he cares for you. That care there is it's something that divides or distracts the mind, right? Divides or distracts the mind, namely from the word of God. And these, you know, this anxiety, this worry, it chokes the word out of our brains, right? There's a principle there, right? Two things can't occupy the same space. And that cares there that choke the word out, same from the parable of the sower and the seed, right? The cares of this world, they choke the word out. And, you know, as I said before, you know, we're not of this world, but we're in it. And this is something we're going to have to deal with because there's an adversary and his mission is to steal, kill, and destroy. But thankfully, God shows us how. So look at back at verse 6. The first step for this carefree living with God is it says, humble yourselves, right? Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. You got to get humble. You got to get meek, right? Let God fight your battles. Like, quit trying to figure out everything on your own, you know? Quit trying to figure out on your own and take refuge under his mighty hand, right? We don't have to figure it out on our own. We just don't have to, because we got a great God. Verse 7, and then it says casting all your care. And I want to spend some time looking at that word casting this morning. You can keep your finger here. Flip quickly over to Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19. And in Luke 19, we'll pick it up in verse 29. It says, and it came to pass, when he, Jesus, was come nigh to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called of the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never a man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. Right? Pretty simple instructions, right? Pretty simple instructions. Verse 32. And they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosening the colt, the owners thereof said unto him, why you loose the colt? And they said unto him, the Lord hath need of him. Right? So they did exactly what they were, what they obeyed, right? They did what they were supposed to. Look at verse 35. This is what we're after here. It says, and they brought him, the colt, to Jesus, and they cast their garments. It says they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. So, can't you just see that? Doesn't that paint a picture for you? They cast those garments onto the colt. So, when they cast those garments, were they still in possession of them?
No.
No. Were they still carrying the load of them?
No.
Were they still carrying the weight of them?
No.
No. So likewise, when we cast our cares to God, you know, those anxieties, those worries, those cares of this world, when we cast those to God, are we still in possession of them?
No.
No. Are we still carrying the load? Are we still carrying? No. It's transferred, right? It's not on us. And if it comes back, you just cast it right back, right? You just cast it right back. So let's flip back over to 1 Peter. We'll read that again, just keeping that in mind. 1 Peter chapter 5. In verse 6, again, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, and that's the right time, casting all your care, casting, just like they cast those garments onto the colt, casting all, not some of it, all of it, right? Casting all of it upon him, for he cares for you. For he cares for you, and God cares for you, right? He wants to do this. You know, you're an object of God's thoughts. He cares for you. The creator of the heavens and the earth thinks about every detail of your life, and he wants to be involved with it. He wants to be involved with it. So we know we're not of this world. We're seated in the heavenlies, right? But while we're here, we can live carefree with God. We can live carefree with God. And we just cast our cares to him. Look at 3 John. 3 John 2, it says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And that prosper there is to have a prosperous journey, right? To have a prosperous journey. So we're, you know, this world's not our home. We're not of the fishbowl, we're in the fishbowl. But while we're in the fishbowl, God wants us to have a prosperous journey. You know, he wants us to live that life that's more than abundant, that he made available through his son, Jesus Christ. You know, God never meant for Christians to be downtrodden, right, and poor and weak on their, you know, and to, oh, I got to carry all the weight of the world, I got to carry it all. No. God wants us to have a prosperous journey. And it starts in the mind, right? Casting your cares, renewing your mind to the Word. And that's an active thing that we have to do moment by moment, day by day, until the return, right? But we can. And we can do that, and we can live that carefree life with God. Let's look at Philippians chapter 3, and we'll close here. So in Philippians chapter 3, we went here and looked at this last night. It says, for our conversation, and that word conversation is our citizenship, right? Our citizenship is where? In heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for. And that look for is to eagerly anticipate, eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our citizenship's in heaven. Our citizenship's in heaven, and we're eagerly anticipating. Like, I think about a child, like, eagerly anticipating Christmas morning. Like, that's how we should get up every day. It could be today, right? It could be today. You know, so we have to have that eager anticipation. And, and it's that hope that gives us the endurance, right? It gives us the stamina to keep pushing forward, to deal with the cares that pop up so we can cast them, to deal with the mental pressures that we go through, you know, when the adversary throws them our way. But we can do it. You know, we can do it. And it's a great joy when we cast those cares to God, when we live carefree, knowing that we're seated in the heavenlies, right? This world's not our home. And he's coming back.